All right, my friends, we have this glorious introduction of chapter 5 in verse 1 by Paul in the book of Romans. Now let's take a closer look at it. Colin Cook here, and How It Happens. Thank you very much for joining me today. How It Happens is a broadcast on the grace of God, the good news of our Father in heaven, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit imparted to us, and how our faith receives this good news about Jesus. How our faith identifies itself, ourselves, in the midst of all the struggles we go through. How we intercept addiction by faith. You know, addiction is a part of the dark mind. It is part of the emptiness our soul feels. And unless faith is able to know that Christ is at the center of our heart, addiction will simply bloom. It will spread, it will spawn, more accurately spawn than bloom, right? Only beautiful things bloom, addictions don't. All right, we're looking at Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice how this is written. Having been justified. A perfect tense, it's called. That is a perfected action, a completed action. We are justified already. You see, any man who enters into Christ by faith enters into Christ declared innocent, justified. Our Heavenly Father has taken upon Himself the cause of the whole human race. Our Heavenly Father has seen our plight. He has seen our sorrow and the burden of our sin and the power of death that creates so much tragedy. And He has taken up our cause. And what has He done? He has taken that burden and that cause upon Himself. To be declared innocent is to be brought into fellowship with God. Now, of course, you have to understand that by faith, we wrestle with this, don't we? Do you feel innocent from one day to another? If you are burdened with temptation and sin, defeat and failure, all kinds of troubles in the world, you're not going to feel very innocent. Your mind is going to torment you. But faith speaks into the mind. Faith breaks in. Faith affirms, Father, though I feel this and that and the other and completely out of sorts with You, I thank You that I am justified, declared innocent. Now, you see, my friend, you have to understand how this works. Listen, look at the text. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I think you could say it like this. Therefore, having been justified by faith through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's think of this phrase, through our Lord Jesus Christ. The problem is, you see, most people don't think of it. We're so used to hearing, through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen, you know, in prayer, or in the name of Jesus after a prayer, that we really don't give thought to what it means. Some people have the tendency, well, perhaps all of us at one time or another, to think that this is kind of a filler. Paul's just sort of completing off a sentence with a nice, rounded, sweet thought at the end. It is not that at all, my friend. When Paul says, through our Lord Jesus Christ, he is talking very deliberately, very seriously. He has a deliberate idea in mind. And what is that idea? It is that Jesus Christ, Jesus, the one who walked this earth, who ate with us, slept with us, died with us, this Jesus, our Savior, is a representative of all mankind, of every human being that ever lived. He's not only a substitute for our sins, he is also a representative for us before the Father. He stands in, He subs for the human race. All victory, all access to the Father is through and by him. All victory that he accomplished is on our behalf. Everything that was meant to be done through humanity was done in Jesus Christ for us. Just as David killed Goliath on behalf of the whole of Israel, so Christ has gained the victory on behalf of all of the people of God who believe. Just as when David killed Goliath, the whole of Israel swept down that hill and chased off the Philistines, so also when Jesus dies and rises again, we sweep down the hill of life and we claim our prize. Therefore, you see, when it says we are justified, declared innocent, we are declared innocent through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, there's no way that you or I, in our normal humanity, in our minds as broken down as they are, even if they weren't broken down, could be able to say, I'm innocent. I mean, you'd be kidding yourself, wouldn't you? You'd be fooling yourself. You'd think, this is a load of crap. I'm not innocent at all. You see, my friend, the gospel, without understanding the atoning work of Christ, the substitutionary work of Christ, and the fact that righteousness is imputed to us, the gospel doesn't make sense at all. When we say we are declared innocent, we are not saying it based upon how well we did today, or last week, or the last 30 days, or 60 days, or 90 days. We are not saying it based upon human performance. We're saying it based upon Christ's performance, Christ's representational work for us, on the fact that he did what we have failed to do. Therefore, having been declared innocent through our Lord Jesus Christ, do you see how important this makes Jesus? I mean, so much of Christianity today, if you listened to so many of the sermons coming on the radio or the television, so many of those sermons seem to suggest or imply, they don't state it, but they imply that most of Christianity could be lived without Christ, thank you very much. That most of it could be done simply by a little touch-up and improvement, or maybe a massive improvement, by the help of the Holy Spirit. There is so little concept of the fact that Christ subbed for the human race, stood in for the human race, as a representative for the human race. Paul's going to make a big deal out of this in this chapter 5, as we see later on. But now you want to make a big deal of it, my friend, now, in your life now, that you are declared innocent through Jesus Christ. Oh boy, what peace this brings, and what courage to move forward and make triumphs that you didn't think you could make before. Now notice also, he says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, that counts me out. I never have peace. And I'm aware, my friend, as a counselor, spiritual faith training counselor, that there are many, many thousands, millions of Christians who do not have psychological peace. They feel anxious. They feel very guilt-ridden. They feel that there is they experience some neurosis in their lives. They have been so challenged by the church without being shown the atoning work of Christ that they have become, some of them, religious neurotics. And there are many people that simply don't have peace. On top of that, just think of the troubles in one day. I mean, you know, you have a tire blowout, or you have someone calling and threatening to switch off your cable if the bill isn't paid within 24 hours and you don't have the money for it. You wonder how you're going to pay the rent at the end of the month. You are feeling ill and you feel you need to go to a doctor, but you're not insured. There are so many things that can go on. So you say, I don't have peace. I just am anxious all the time. But I say to you again, my friend, this is not talking about internal psychological peace. It is talking about our representative, Jesus Christ, who went to the Father on our behalf, presented himself before the Father, and said, Father, I'm standing in for Colin. I'm standing in for Jane and Pete and Mary and John. And the peace that exists between the Father and the Son now exists because the Son has fully fulfilled and completed and rounded out a humanity in himself, which is on our behalf. So, you see, when we are in turmoil and all kinds of worry and anxiety, we can say, Father in heaven, though my heart feels terribly anxious and upset and worried and guilt-ridden, I praise you that I have peace before you through my Lord Jesus Christ. He has stood in for me. He subbed for me. He represents me before the Father. That's why you see in the Old Testament, the priest had the breastplate on. You remember that? With the 12 precious stones representing the tribes of Israel. That high priest went into the presence of God with all of the names of the tribes of Israel representing them. Christ is our high priest. On his heart is every name of every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now think of it. When you affirm that, ironically, the peace that you did not feel in your psychological makeup begins to flower a little bit, because faith is informing your mind and heart what the real truth is. I need your help, friend. I wonder if you can help me in this way. It's time for us to build up the supply of partners to this ministry. People who donate on a monthly basis, or if you like, a one-time basis, or two or three times a year, or just every month if you can do it that way. You see, we have partners to keep this program on the air and the whole ministry of Faith Quest Perspectives going. You know, this is not a broadcast that is here today and gone tomorrow. We are not a fly-by-night organization here. This broadcast, by about, I think it's September or October, will come up to its 15th year of broadcasting. Isn't that an occasion for praise and thanks to God? 15 years. And by the grace of God, and I'm healthy and I thank God for my health, I'll keep going for many years to come. So, if you would become a partner, then this is how you do it. You look at your budget, you decide what you can afford to donate on a monthly basis, you determine it as well through prayer and how much this broadcast is blessing you, and then you write out your check and you send it to Faith Quest, Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, that's 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160, Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. If you want to take care of this donation by PayPal on the web, you can do so. Simply go to faithquestradio.com, faithquestradio.com. I thank you very much for your support, my friend, and I'll send you my Cook's Monthly Message each month, a CD that will bless you. I'll see you next time. Cheerio and God bless.